August 5th, 2015, regular town board meeting.
10 a.m. Members of the board are present, the media has been notified, we need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of vouchers, general fund 47896 to 47926, and of the ambulance fund 1634 to 1639.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the July 15th, 2015, regular board, town board meeting.
I'll make a motion for approval.
Second.
See any mistakes?
Motion been made and seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
Nothing too much happening this month, in the month of July. In August, near the end of the month, we will be receiving our share of the second half of the real estate taxes from the county. And then that'll just go into the account waiting for you to spend it on roads. Other than that, nothing too much. We're making hand over fist in the transfer station. When I went there on Monday, there were 7 cars coming in as I was leaving. Poor Pete must be exhausted. All right, so then in the regular town account, we have $815,793.86. And in the ambulance fund, we have $403,329.61.
Okay.
Motion for approval of the treasurer's report.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Item number 8, discussion possible action, timber sale on Lackawanna Town property. We got a letter, and I also received a phone call from Tim Friedrich. The property the town has out by the transfer station, the south side of the 140, and the other piece that's between Highway 47 and the transfer station 40, we had put into, a forestry program, oh, many years ago. But anyway, it is due for a timber sale and cut. You can see by his letter, they're proposing 250 cords of hardwood, 10 cords of popple, 23 million board feet of sugar maple, and 6 million board feet of red oak. And what we need to do is advertise for loggers for the project. The DNR will, Tim and Jack Bonick, will assist us in the timber sale and the cruising of the timber and scaling it as it's cut. But we needed to have board approval to proceed with that.
So this is part of the actual plan, so this isn't something that we weren't aware of?
No, this is part of the...
No, in fact, we logged part of the timber on the transfer station property, oh gosh, what, 15 years ago?
Something like that.
And we did over on F as well.
So there is actually a penalty if we don't follow the contract, correct?
We need to follow the timber contract with the DNR.
We have somebody in the audience.
Yes, sir.
Matt, just a question on that. Do you have a choice of how much cutting they can do? If you look out deep, some of them are a disaster, and some look pretty decent after they...
It's based on the DNR's cutting plan. And, you know, their foresters go in and they determine which trees and how much and what comes out. We did have it done out there at one time. It's more or less like a select cut, it's not the clear cuts that you see.
And actually, that is predetermined when you negotiate the contract, when you put it in a program. So actually, it is quite involved. I don't think people really understand how that works, is when you pick the program you want, you are bound by the contract that is assigned or that you agreed upon to have it set aside into that forest management program. So if you don't follow what it is, then you can actually be, I don't know, they penalize you.
Yeah.
So there's different levels?
Correct.
Different types of forestry.
Your tax break is based on how much you want to cut?
Correct, and that's, I don't know if it's that part, it's just, you have to negotiate a contract with the state, the DNR Forestry Department. And that's all been predetermined when this contract was actually acquired.
Yeah, and as for taxes, well, we don't pay taxes on.
Yeah, this isn't a tax benefit. It's just, what it really is to manage the forest properly so that it is done and we're not losing the actual revenues.
It's good forest practices here.
So we need a motion on this for, and this is just for bids at this point, correct?
Proceed for bids, yeah.
I'll make the motion to move forward with obtaining bids.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Can I just set the bid opening date as what fits the criteria for the posting?
Yeah, they're correct.
Yeah, there's some amount of time they have to have to, yeah.
Okay.
Yep, whatever the criteria is in there is what we need to meet.
Yep.
Number nine, discussion possible action, Indian Bowl presentation sponsorship. They had the Indian Bowl presentation and they had, I think it was Tom Olson stopped in and had asked if the town could help out in a small way with some of the costs of it. As you see, we got a letter here from Tom Gallagher. He has receipts for $293.05. Nancy has those, has the actual receipts, and what I thought, we could take that out of the youth fund that we have in our budget, and that it would fall under that category.
I'm fine with that. I don't have a problem with helping out in a small way with the Indian Bowl promotions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
Okay. We need a motion to.
So
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Discussion possible action, leased land, salt sand pile, environmental assessment. Received a letter from Butch St. Germain. The 5.5 acres behind the town hall here, we had been leasing from the tribe, and apparently the lease was over. We don't have it. But anyway, that's where we'll store gravel back there and plows, but we also stored our sand salt for winter use. And because of that, they're asking the town to do a phase one environmental study on it for possible contamination. They've gotten some quotes here that ranged anywhere from $16,500 to $26,856. And I did call and left a message for Andrew Adams, and then he called back and talked to Nancy, and they wanted to have something by August 1st, which I said we didn't have a meeting until the 5th, and he said that's fine, just get back to him. But I told him I would have to bring this before the board before we do anything for their review and approval or what steps we want to take. There is a asphalt pad back there where that material had been stored to prevent any leaching of rainwater that would go through it and down into the ground.
What is the salt percentage, 2%?
I think it's 3%. And we do get that tested every year.
The DNR inspects it every year.
The DOT, yeah. They have a guy come by, they take a sample, they inspect it, they test it and make sure that we're below the threshold that we're supposed to have, which we are. So I guess the question here is with the phase one environmental study that the tribe is requesting. To proceed with that, they do have bid costs, bids or proposals from these two other outfits. I don't know if you want to get some additional.
I would like to get one at least from MSA.
Well, you've got MSA that probably does it. You've got Coleman Engineering out of Ironwood that would, I think, does this. Because this is Bar Engineering Company, I don't know where they're from, and Weston Solutions.
I would suggest that we go ahead and solicit bids to keep it competitive. And I would like the town to obtain its own bidding, because I think that's most important. If we're the ones that's liable.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we
to
should...
To obtain a what? I'm sorry.
Bids.
Solicit bids for the...
Yeah.
However...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And then also, I think maybe we better put on our next meeting on how do we correct a problem, whether we build a new storage unit somewhere on our own property and put a roof over it or something, mm-hmm. so that we prevent future liabilities,
yep.
here.
We've been talking about building a building for years. Literally, Mike was working and looking into that before,
yeah.
he left. I think there's no question that we should move it out to the transfer station as soon as possible. Is there any left from last year, or is it gone?
For the most part, gone.
So we should look into building something.
That'd be a good time to do it.
Some kind,
yeah.
of.
So I would
we
just
pretty
say,
much would only stockpile what we need for one winter's use.
That's all we typically, what we anticipate when
we anticipate, right? And it usually runs right around 900 yards of sand, and then so that's what we would stockpile, and we would use that up, and in fact a lot of times it would be gone before the end of the winter, and we'd wind up, you know, getting a couple of truckloads additional at the end of the
right.
year. So
well, generally, we're talking, we own enough property. We don't have to
no.
look for property.
No.
Right.
So we need a slab, and we need some creosote walls and a roof.
And you don't even necessarily have to do that anymore. A lot of the other ones I've seen towns have been putting up, it's a concrete bin, more or less, with a either a fabric or a wood structure roof on it.
Fine.
And
shed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they seem to work real well, so...
Well, let's tentatively put that on our next agenda, mm-hmm. so we can discuss it more, and then...
You want to put that on the next one?
And then at that point, we can hopefully maybe come to some type of a resolution so that we could have this done before we need our next
yep.
Winter's use.
And what I'll do is I'll call and see if I can get some other quotes on the phase one study from MSA, from Coleman Engineering. We have the other two. And then, in the meantime, we can contact Andrew Adams back and tell him that, you know, we're going to proceed with this, but, you know, the board would like to
get their own bids.
I guess get some other bids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are we insured for this type of liability if there is if the assessment comes back?
That was the other question. Did you get a hold of?
No.
Tom. Okay.
I can do that though. See if it's maybe covered by our insurance policy.
Yep.
It's very possible.
Mm-hmm. And just as another thought for funding, because obviously this has come at us out of the blue and we didn't budget for it, since I think it's interesting timing that there isn't going to be any hatchery contract this year, so that leaves us with $15,000 that we can put toward this. It's something to consider anyway.
Oh, okay.
Discuss it more at the next meeting.
Well, as far as that creative financing that we do here, I think we'll figure it out. I mean, I think this is a priority.
Yeah.
It is a liability
for
the town.
It's something we have to do.
Yeah, and you know, they say in the letter, more or less, you've been storing it back there, and there's no doubt, and, you know, we're not going to dispute that in any way, and we want to make sure that there isn't any contamination and make sure that it's cleaned up properly, if there is, so...
The only positive aspect is I know that we're using city water, or they have
mm-hmm.
a municipal water system.
Yep.
So, you know, that alleviates some of the liability. However, I think it's important that we
get it cleaned up.
Right.
Yeah.
If
right.
And also the percentage content of salt that we use in our sand is so low, and also that there is a asphalt pad back there. I know in his letter, Butch had said that we were placing this on the ground, which I think at the time when, I can't remember her name, came out and looked at it,
mm-hmm.
Probably didn't didn't dig down or look and see close enough that there is a pad back there.
And then you'll correspond directly with the tribe? Or?
Yeah, yep.
Great.
So I guess what I would like to see is a motion to, from the board to allow me to proceed to solicit bids for the phase one environmental study.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Do we need to talk about the lease at all, or no?
About what?
The lease, actually.
Well, the lease is up, and so...
Can we just go year to year?
Well, what I would like, I told Matt, what I would like to do is have the boundary lines marked so we know exactly, because it actually comes from the road, and it comes...
It goes in an odd angle.
And it comes back this way, so I'd like to know exactly where the leased parcel is, exactly where our lot lines are, so we know what we're working with.
That was surveyed here, too, not too long ago. I think the tribe had done it. It had something to do with the school, because they did have this line marked, and that's why I remember seeing it.
Okay, so we need to know what the leased parcel, exactly where it lies, and ours, so we know what we're working with here, before we can, I would just say, if we can do without that leased land, you know, if all we're doing is storing the salt on it, which we're going to move, the sand and salt.
No, we just don't want to, we don't want to hurt our, if we need ingress or egress, if there's an issue there, we have to know about it. You know what I'm saying, if we have a problem?
That's why we need to see where the lot lines are.
Yeah. No, I think the lot line runs on the other side of the blacktop over here.
Okay. So, who do we call for that?
Jimmy Ryan.
Yeah, see what might be at, but although that's not on the agenda, so we'll have
we can't do it.
No.
Next time.
Next time.
Okay, we'll put that on there, too.
Thank you. Yeah.
I just didn't know how to answer his letter here.
Yeah.
I'll just say that we're going to work on that.
And I think the priority right now is getting...
If we're going to do the study.
Yeah, the priority is to get the environmental study done and see if there is even...
Yeah, because he did say we can talk with the tribe on the lease.
In the quotes, could you ask them what their timeline would be? Because whoever can do it the quickest might be preferable.
Most advantageous.
If the prices are close, so we can get it done.
Okay.
Good.
Very good. Anything else?
Bartenders.
Oh, yeah, shoot. Yeah.
I'll make a motion for approval of Mr. Albertini's license.
Yeah. Second. For approval, bartender's license. All those in, motion been made and seconded to approve for Joseph Albertini. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
I'll make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to adjourn at 10:20. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right on here.